Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to A Total Body Synergy on the Stovall and Hoggard Communications Network. A Total Body Synergy is in response to a growing demand for natural ways to improve health and wellness. Our goal is to provide engaging discussions that will be informative and encourage you on your journey to healthy living. I'm your program host, Dawn Stovall, founder of SNHCN, and my co-host is natural health practitioner, Dr. T.B. Stovall. Dr. Stovall has degrees in medical anthropology, environmental health, and natural health consulting. For more than two decades, she has served constituents and is warmly known as Dr. Bunny. Dr. Bunny? Good afternoon.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine on the East Coast.
I see. We're here from the big city in Nebraska. That is Lincoln, Nebraska. And I thought maybe today's episode, we'll begin our second round of discussion on essential oils on the Total Body Synergy. Essential oils, they've been described as the soul of plant life. These aromatic oils, they're found in seeds, bark, stems, flowers, and other parts of the plant. The essential oils, they can be pleasant and powerfully fragrant, and they play a huge role in plant pollination and protection. The use of the dates of essential oil goes way back to ancient times, and they are also included in food preparation, beauty treatment, and health care. Because essential oils occur naturally, they cannot be patented as we do for our prescription drugs. Therefore, they're not having that signature of approval for FDA, because FDA is approval for medications. But not all essential oils are created equally, and so it's important that you do your research and know how to use them and for what they are used for. So we're continuing our discussion on essential oils because we have some relevant and more pertinent information to share with you today.
That's great. And so we will be having a wellness consultant, Diane Diaze. She'll be joining us later in the show. So right now, if you want to join in the conversation or just listen, call in to 1-914-338-1541. Now, the information provided in this program is intended for your general knowledge only. It's not a substitute for medical service or treatment of a specific medical condition. And always seek the advice from your physician or other qualified health care provider for any questions that you may have about a medical condition. Now, I see that we have several callers on the line. Now, callers, if you're listening in and you want to make a comment, please press 1 and give me that will give me an indication that you want to have or you have something to share. Okay? Otherwise, you can just hang on the line and listen to your heart's content. I hope that you enjoy the show. Dr. Bunny, I know that we're still waiting for her Diane to join us on the line, but why don't we begin by talking about or kind of giving a recap of what our previous show on essential oils. You know, we were talking about the use of doTERRA oils, and you and Diane both recommend them highly. Can you give us an idea what makes them so unique or different from other oils that are out there on the market today?
Oh, absolutely. That's a great question. doTERRA, they have created a standard called CPTG, or Certified Therapeutic Pure Grade Oils. And this means that the oils, they have no artificial ingredients. They have no artificial fragrance or even fillers. And so we think that this sets them to be a cut above the rest of the oils because they represent the safest, the purest, and the most beneficial oils that are out there today. They're certified to be free of pesticides, and they are also carefully tested for not having any other chemical residues. And they have a potent and correct composition of the natural compounds and everything. So they also have a difference in terms of how they are sourced out. And this is really, really huge because outsourcing means that we select plants from their native land, and this is called indigenous sourcing. So going back to the native land of the plant makes the really a big difference. Plants, when they are grown in their native land, they are in their own native environment. And when they are in their own native environment, they have everything that they need. They have the right kind of soil, the light, and the air are in the correct cycles, and the compounds that the plants need in the soil are provided for them. So everything is right for the plant. In this respect, it makes it better than organic. For example, we know that lavender grows best in France. When we plant lavender in Lincoln, Nebraska, we don't have the same soil or anything close to the soil as in France. Nebraska soil is full of clay. It's hard for the plants to send their roots down into it, and there are no lavender compounds here. And I can get the scent and the fragrance, but I don't have a therapeutic grade. So Nebraskan lavender compared to doTERRA's lavender will be miles and miles apart.
Okay. So doTERRA, they import the indigenous plants and then use them to, I guess the process, is it called distilling the oils?
Right. We'll use distilling, and we go to the native lands and we go to the native cultures. And we work with the people in the community. And we have a shared sourcing out with this. For example, when we go to a community that has the native plant, we will support that community. And in turn, they will help us by their knowledge of knowing how and when to harvest the plant. For example, I love to talk about frankincense. Frankincense is my favorite. But it has a very, very good example that I think a lot of individuals can visually see. For example, we get our frankincense in Oman, and these frankincense trees, they're out in nowhere, and they can be very, very difficult to get to because they have serpents protecting them. And the natives of there, they've grown up there all their lives. They know about these serpents, and they know how and when to get to the frankincense tree to extract these essential oils. And they know how to do it. For example, the tree of frankincense, it has to be striped twice. And the first time the tears where the essential oils is contained, they don't use that. They strike it again, and more of the tears pour on top of the previous tear, and they dried, and they know that then when the second time is thoroughly dry and they're really ready to harvest, they will go and harvest. Well, this is at the opportune time in order to get those specific compounds that we need for the frankincense oil. And since they know how to do this, we provide them jobs, and we take care of the community so that their families will have an improved lifestyle. We help to provide education for them, clean water, and also more healthful conditions so that they will have everything that they need to be helping us, and we help them thoroughly. So we have a partnership with our you know, of where our plants are. And I think this makes it an excellent excellent way to go because we are learning cultural values from one another and we are exchanging information. So it's a very, very excellent.
Okay. So that's one of the things that makes it unique. I believe we have Diane on the line with us right now. Diane, hi. Thank you for joining us on a Total Body Synergy.
Hi, good. How are you doing today?
We're great. We're great. We're glad that you could join us from Utah and take time out of your busy schedule. We were just recapping, doing a recap of our previous show and kind of giving a little bit of background about what makes the doTERRA oils unique from the other oils on the market. But and so Dr. Bunny was giving us an example of that. What I really wanted to share, I wanted you to share briefly a little bit about yourself and your expertise with the oils, and that way you can move on to some great questions.
Well, thank you, Dawn. I've been using essential oils for many, many years and just learned from trial and error and experimenting. And so everybody can be a user of essential oils. My most recent thing that I'm excited about is using Claret Sage for balancing hormones. And I just put a drop of Claret Sage on the bottom of my feet every night before I go to bed. And I noticed just this week that I got a good night's sleep and used Claret Sage and also woke up with mental clarity. I was very excited about that yesterday morning.
Yes. When you go through menopause, that is a real exciting thing. That helps a lot.
I got up and did a couple hours worth of work. And so I just want to reiterate, you don't need to be an expert in using essential oils, but it's valuable just to have a couple resources and learn and study and just start using them. You know, we say take the cap off, but I've been using essential oils for about 15 years, and I just love the natural cause and effect of them.
Great. Well, we mentioned earlier, too, and we'll keep mentioning this out, essential oils, they've been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. But recently, they've been kind of been pushed back into the forefront of healthy living. Why do you think that is?
Oh, there can be so many reasons for it. I think the change in our health care is contributing to that. And I think just people wanting alternatives and wanting to be empowered at home and take care of their family. You know, I use essential oils every day as my medicine cabinet. In reality, I think it costs me pennies to go to my little bottle of oil as opposed to even an over-the-counter product. Or think of the cost of going to the doctor, filling a prescription. It might be a medication that you have to see the doctor once a month. And so when I can balance my emotions, balance my hormones, have a natural antibiotic, you know, that saves me a lot of money. And so I think it's both. It's people wanting natural. You know, there's the big push against GMOs and organic, and I think essential oils is another piece of that.
Okay. Dr. Bunny, you want to weigh in?
Oh, thank you, Dawn. Yes, I would agree with Diane 10 times over. Many people are looking for relief and comfort. And the essential oils, when individuals learn about them, they find out that they're really simple and they're really easy to use and many times less expensive than over-the-counter agents. And many people now, they're more concerned and they're beginning to say, I want to be chemical-free. And I want to use things that are more natural for my body so I don't have to contend with any more chemicals or toxins that we are, you know, throwing at us on an everyday basis. And there's other individuals, a small set of populations, who are beginning to not be able to take any medications at all. For example, I had a couple of individuals this past week, and I was notified, what do I have from a physician? Do I have anything that a particular patient can have because they can't, their body is no longer tolerating medication? And so they know that I have these essential oils, and they ask me if I can do anything to help them. So essential oils can be something that individuals who are drug and medication sensitive can use. But, you know, for example, viruses, we cannot take an antibiotic for the viruses, and the antibiotics, they do not get into the inside of the cell where the viruses is. But essential oils, it's been demonstrated that it can go inside the cell and attack that virus. And even Harvard Medical University and other medical universities, they are finding that essential oils, they can respond really nicely to the virus, to bacteria and fungus very easily. And we have this stage in our medical realm where bacteria is becoming an effective or antibiotic resistant, and the antibiotics are not helping bacterial infections because these bacteria have become really angry every time we've been throwing antibiotics at them. So they're smart, and they said, okay, we're going to put a shield around us, and we're going to protect ourselves so that antibiotic won't be able to get to us. So now when we feed that bacterial and antibiotic, it's totally resistant. But another researcher, biochemist at Harvard, found out that when you use essential oils, Melaleuca and oregano, the Melaleuca can break down that shield around the bacteria, and then the oregano can go and hit that bacteria. So we're, you know, using essential oils for this reason too. So there's so many different reasons why individuals, like Diane said, are using the essential oils. Once they know that they are there and they learn how to use them, more at a time, they're going to go into their essential oils little wellness cabinet and pull out those oils and use them.
Okay, well, great. Well, you know, and then here's something to ponder. Dr. Bunny and I were discussing this earlier, you know, going back to the use of essential oils dating back to ancient times. But you think about this prescription drugs that we have on the market today. Most of them haven't been around more than 30, 40 years, even if that long. But with essential oils, they've been dated back so long, but you've never had a problem with their use. You've never had a lawsuit, never had a class action suit or anything about their use, have you?
Not that I know of.
No.
Yeah. Well,
so,
I'm just laughing.
That's something to think about and ponder when you think about the use and you're questioning whether or not they're safe to use. They are safe to use and in some cases more effective than the prescription drugs, but you have to know which ones to use and how to use them. So let's talk about the specific ailments that essential oils can be used for. You know, here we are at the beginning of the allergy season, you know, and I don't know about out there, well, I don't remember the Midwest having as much pollen as there is out here on the East Coast, and I have no idea what's happening out there in Utah, but I know that allergies affect thousands of people. What can you use to help alleviate those symptoms, you know, those runny noses, the itchy eyes, and, you know, just all that nasal congestion? What can help?
Well, we have a really unique product that's called Tri-Ease. And Tri-Ease is in a capsule, and it contains equal amounts of lemon, lavender, and peppermint. And, Diane, how long has Tri-Ease been out? For a year, 2 years?
I would say about a year and a half. Yeah.
About a year and a half. Well, before Tri-Ease came in as capsule, I always used the, you know, the individual oils, lemon, lavender, and peppermint. And when I was learning about using doTERRA essential oils, I had an introduction kit that had lemon, lavender, and peppermint, and it said useful for allergies. So I had a friend who went through a whole host of sneezing and sneezing and sneezing, and I remember I have that oil kit in my purse, lemon, lavender, and peppermint, and I opened up those bottles and I put some lemon, lavender, and peppermint on him, and in a few seconds, it wasn't very many minutes, and he stopped sneezing. And he said, it's gone. And I said, no way. So our lemon, lavender, and peppermint oil essential oils, or the Tri-Ease in a convenient capsule, is working wonderful for allergies.
Okay. Now, when you use that trio, is there a particular way you have to use it? Do you have to put one on before the other, or what?
That's a good question.
No?
I personally like to layer essential oils if I'm using more than one topically. But if you're using the lemon, lavender, peppermint for allergies, then I sometimes just pour all equal amounts, a couple drops of each, into a capsule. Another way to do it is like a little glass, shot glass or a small juice glass. Put 1 to 2 drops of each and enough water to gargle. And we call it swish and gargle. And it's nice. It's a nice feeling when the peppermint kind of goes down your throat. You've got a little bit of that scratchy throat. It's soothing and coating to that. So the lavender acts kind of like as a, I can't think of what the word, Bunny, you can help me out. This is a problem when you're over 50, you can't think of words. But the lavender acts like that, like an antihistamine, but that's not the right word. It's calming. And, and the peppermint, of course, is anti-inflammatory, so it's going to work that way. And then the lemon is kind of a cleanser, so a combination of all three of them. The lemon will help break down mucus. Is why that they work so well as an anti-inflammatory and antihistamine. Now, suppose it's not just seasonal allergies, but maybe you have a small child that goes out and plays in the grass, and they're allergic to grass, and they come in with little red bumps all over their back. This used to happen to my son. Now, a lot of moms will grab an over-the-counter product and put a, you know, soothing cream or lotion, or give their child an antihistamine. And with my son, I just would use some lavender topically and put that on his back, and maybe give him a trio of the lemon, lavender, peppermint, and that would work well for him.
That would stop the itching and the
right.
burning. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And also, when you look at these, the constituents of these oils individually, for example, lavender is really soothing. So it's soothing, you know, because when you have allergies, what happens? You're upset. You have a lot of anxiety. You can become anxious, and you just don't feel good. So lavender is good for the inflammation and soothing. But lemon, it also helps with anxiety, and it helps with lung support as well. And the peppermint, it helps with the inflammation too, and it's also used for like asthma and bronchitis, so you also get that soothing. And when you're applying these and layering, like Diane says, you know, you can do lemon, then lavender, on top of the lemon, and then on top of those two, you put the peppermint. And the peppermint is kind of thought of like a Band-Aid, because when you put the peppermint on last, it kind of seals the other two in, keeps it working. And you can do, you know, put it on the bottom of your feet and or the back of your neck. And sometimes I have had individuals put it on the inside of their arms, you know, like where their wrist is. And it just seems like no matter where you put that oil, those trio there, it just goes immediately into the body and starts working. And I've used this even on my 18-month-old grandson, and he just loves it when I get the bottles of oils out and start putting oils on him.
He does. Okay, so I'm gonna go down a list and see, and you guys just tell me, you know, what you would use it for arthritis. What kind of oil? What kind of essential oil?
For arthritis?
Uh-huh.
Deep Blue comes to my mind first because we have it in three forms. We have it in a rub form, and where you can just rub that on and apply it topically to the area of concern. And the oil. The blue oil, which is a very, very potent oil. It's a blend, and it can also be applied topically to the area. However, it is a very good idea to dilute that deep blue or put a carrier oil with that, because sometimes when you are wanting to have some pain relief. You got a large area to cover. Use the fractionated coconut oil to give you a greater surface coverage and to just massage that. And with our essential oils, you can use them when needed. You don't have to wait 4 to 6 hours. You can apply them a little bit more often to get some relief. And I know Diane has a lot of information, and she has a lot of usage with her husband about some of the pain relief or the joint relief for arthritis.
Right. I would also suggest using our blend called AromaTouch, and coupled with lemongrass. That's a wonderful combination, so AromaTouch and lemongrass. And another oil that I like to use for pain management that's not as commonly known is wintergreen, and it's also a less expensive oil. It's less than $20 a bottle, and sometimes wintergreen can be quite effective for something like arthritis.
Okay.
And Diane, you know, with that wintergreen, I have an individual who, for some reason, just cannot be around deep blue. It's just too intense for her, and she says it's, you know, it doesn't make her feel quite as nice and does not bring any kind of comfort or relief. And I thought, wow, I have wintergreen. I got that wintergreen out, and I applied it to her back muscles because she was just almost in spasms. And I said, let me put this on you and try this on you. And she said, can't be deep blue. And I said, no, it's not. And then I put it on. I told her it was wintergreen. And she got so much relief and so surprised for that wintergreen. Wintergreen is really soothing, and it smells wonderful, too. So aromatically, you're going to get some calming relief from pain
right. By
using wintergreen.
Okay,
and white fur has been helpful, too. It might remind some individuals of Christmas trees because it's from the pine tree, but it's really a really nice soothing, pain relieving, muscle relieving, soreness and tension relieving oil too.
Okay.
And you know,
Diane and Dr. Bunny, we have. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say you could take those same oils that we talked about for arthritis and use them for neuropathy.
That's right. They have been helpful with some of people with experiencing neuropathy from diabetes, for example, nerve neuropathy, neurological cause neuropathy. Sometimes the same oils can be used for different reasons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a wide variety of use of the oils. That's why kind of so easy and simple to use.
Okay. Dr. Bunny and Diane, we have a caller on the line who has a question. Hello, you have a question? You want to join in the conversation?
Yes.
Go ahead with your question, please.
My daughter had a gastric bypass, and she's swelling up in the tummy a lot because they removed the rest of her stomach because of scar tissue. What could she use to help with that?
Go ahead, Bunny. We're going to say the same thing. Go ahead.
Okay. My first thought comes to my mind because it's a surgical procedure and she has some scarring is called helichrysum. Helichrysum is used for surgical wounds and for scar tissues. Frankincense is also, helichrysum has also helped with that pain relief as well. So that's one of the oils that I'm thinking about, and helichrysum and frankincense. Then Diane?
Well, actually, I was thinking internally to put a drop of peppermint into your drinking water and with a straw, and that would help with any of the internal discomfort with the bloating and swelling. So peppermint internally, and yes, definitely helichrysum and frankincense after a surgery.
Now, where would you apply those essential oils? You would drink the peppermint, but where would you apply the other one?
You know, If it were me, I would put it all around the incision and, you know, the area of concern. And just depending on my comfort level, I might even put it up to the incision. And I would, if it were me, I'd even blend it with some coconut oil and just kind of use, put it over the whole area, including the incision. Some people aren't that comfortable, and it might depend on the wound, too. But mm-hmm. once you get more comfortable with oils and also know how your own body reacts to them, then you can be a little bit more assertive with them. But it is good to find out how your body reacts initially, what it succeeds
okay, well,
with.
She'd be
and
very up to that.
Also, we have a digestive blend. And it also can be applied externally around the stomach area, and that can help with some of the bloating and the gas and, you know, the discomfort you have in that, too.
You know, and I'm reminded with the peppermint, you don't want to go get any peppermint and use it internally. You need to, there are some over-the-counter oils, like if you go into a health food store, that are not designed for internal use. So you need to make sure you're using an oil that, and doTERRA is one of them that you can take internally.
Okay.
Just because of the severity.
Right. Did that answer your question?
Yes, ma'am. She's been struggling. She thinks it's due to wheat gluten, and I told her I didn't think so.
Well,
sometimes
your body,
reducing, sometimes going on a wheat-free for a while after that particular procedure can be very helpful because sometimes the wheat can cause the bloating and the gas. So just, you know, subsiding on that for a while or decreasing the amounts you use at a time, it might be helpful for her in that in this situation.
But it hasn't changed bloating by not eating the wheat gluten.
I'm sorry?
What I mean, it hadn't changed anything by eating a gluten-free diet.
Right. Right.
Well, you might want to think about the sugar content. What's the sugar content in her diet?
Pardon me?
I said you might want to consider the sugar content in her diet. That has a lot to do, that contributes a lot to the inflammation after you've had that kind of surgery.
Okay. Well, I'll have to, that's a question I'll put up to her.
Okay.
Thank
you for
so
joining
much.
Us and sharing your question with us.
Thank
oh
you.
God. So many questions for me already.
Okay. Well, continue to listen in, and if you have another question, just... Hi, we have another caller who has a question. Go ahead and share your question, caller.
Hello?
Yes, do you have a question?
No, I have a statement.
Okay.
I'm a person that has absolutely terrible allergies, and I've tried over-the-counter things for many years, but they'd always make me sleepy and grumpy. So when I have my allergies, I still get grumpy. And I ran into dust storms in Utah. And someone was kind enough to share some Tri-Ease with me. And her husband gave me a bottle. It has been my lifesaver. I carry a bottle in the car, a bottle in my house, and sometimes I give it away to people that are sneezing and wheezing and coughing. I love the stuff. I will never be without it.
That's wonderful.
Well, that's great. This would happen to be a colleague of Dr. Bunny's?
Dr. Bunny, does she live in Lincoln?
She does.
And she I've met her, yeah, on the road, out on the
okay.
TP trail, yeah. I met Diane and David, the Italian bike wizard.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we're glad you joined our conversation today. You have any other questions? Just stay on the line with us, all righty?
I've got to go to lunch.
Thank you for joining us. Okay. All right, Dr. Bunny and Diane. So moving right along, we've talked a little bit about some of the oils that can be used for allergies and a few other illnesses, particularly pain management. But I understand that doTERRA has new product out for pain. Diane, can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
It is called Deep Blue, a polyphenol complex. It is a capsule, and so you take it internally. So it does not contain the deep oil blend in it, but it does contain some wonderful things that contribute to pain management. And so you take it internally, and I actually am waiting for my shipment to come in. So I haven't tried it yet, so I'm excited for it to come in. I'll have it in a few days and be able to share with you next time we visit the results that I have with it. But it contains extract of the Indian frankincense, Boswellia serrata, along with turmeric and ginger. And Indian frankincense has long been known for its soothing properties. And it's also been used as a traditional Ayurvedic medicine in India. So what it does is it delivers a unique and standardized Boswellia serrata extract. And that's not in the essential oil. When they take the frankincense and go through the distillation process, this serrata extract is left behind. And so that's, you know, but it's an amazing, amazing extract. And so they've taken it and added it to this supplement. It can provide soothing support throughout the whole body. And then turmeric, a lot of people know about turmeric. It's a centuries-old traditional medicine, and it's, you know, part of a popular spice in Indian curry. And then, so it's been known to help out with overworked muscles and joints, and it's now being recognized by experts throughout the world. And ginger root has also been known for centuries throughout Asia as a traditional medicine and popular spice. And so those are all in this dietary supplement. And it's all about the polyphenols. It's natural, it's powerful, it's water-soluble antioxidants, and it delivers a unique polyphenol benefit. And it's also got some green tea and some red wine and some grape and pomegranate juice in it. So,
and this is a capsule. You don't necessarily,
yes.
I mean, it's hard to think of essential oils in a capsule form, right?
Right, and so this is not really an essential oil. This is more like a dietary supplement.
You did mention that. Okay, but it has,
right.
It's a dietary supplement that has blended essential oils. No?
It's not really essential oils. What it is, it's the frankincense, the gum resin extract, and then it's got some turmeric in it and ginger and green tea and pomegranate and grape and resveratrol. And it does have a little bit of what we call the tummy tamer extract blend, which is in some of the doTERRA products with the ginger root extract, peppermint, caraway, that kind of thing. And so the directions for the use is to take 2 capsules with food per day. You can take 1 capsule in the morning or 1 in the evening. And so the concept on this dietary supplement is for pain management.
And
so it helps with Yeah, but with the aches and pains and that kind of thing.
So you could take this for, could you take this for a headache? Could you take this for the arthritic pain?
I would steer you more. Yeah, I would steer you more toward arthritic pain, or maybe you've had an injury, or maybe recovery from a sport is what this is designed for.
Okay. So like a muscle strain or something along that line. Okay, great.
Yeah, exactly.
And so this is a new product that doTERRA is putting out?
It is. It's a brand new product that was released in April and became available in May.
Okay.
And so like I said, so mine will be coming any day, and I will try it out and let you know what I think of it.
Okay, sounds great.
But anything that has green tea and red wine and turmeric, I'm on it. And the boswellic acid.
Medical professionals, what are they saying about the use of essential oils today and their resurgence?
I think that there's a lot of doctors that are understanding the value to the essential oils. And there's some, that just don't know anything about it, and just a little bit of education. They certainly studied in medical school the science of medicines, and that's what they do. They learn how to dispense medicines. And so this is just a natural form of those medicines. Like Dr. Bunny was saying, there's an orthopedic in Utah that uses the essential oils in his practice. When you first walk into his waiting room, he's got essential oils diffusing. And then you might go wash your hands in the back room with a liquid soap that has essential oils on it that kills bacteria. And he even uses Melaleuca right in his knee replacement surgery because it cuts down on infection and reduces the inflammation and swelling in the recovery process.
Wow, that's great. Melaleuca, that's an interesting sounding one.
Yeah.
What do you do with that? Wonderful? I was asking about Melaleuca. What is that used for? And Diane just said that the surgeon uses it in their surgical procedure. Is there other uses for it?
For Melaleuca?
Yes.
Yeah. Melaleuca is one of those oils that is one of the big guns. It's really mild, but it's very, very effective. And it can be used for skin acne. It could be used as a disinfectant. It could be used for irritations. It helps with virus, again, bacteria and fungus as well. Some individuals, they will use Melaleuca in their shampoo to help stimulate scalp health and hair growth. Melaleuca has been also used to relieve some achy muscles and soreness and tension as well. And some individuals, they diffuse Melaleuca just simply because the sense of it is uplifting to them. So it has a lot of uses. But it is antibacterial, and it is helpful in reducing staph infections as well, too. Along with the protective blend. When you use it in conjunction, again, with oregano, it helps to fight those antibiotic bacterial resistance infections that we're seeing quite a bit of these days. So, yeah, so there's so many different ways that Melaleuca can be used.
Okay. Great.
Athletes will use it to prevent toe fungus or use it on toe fungus or a rash. Maybe you've got a child with a rash that's usually where you would start with Melaleuca. I know a mother of 8 children, and when she drops her kids off at school, she'll put a drop of oil on their hands and have them rub their hands together. And En Garde is popular to do that with our En Garde blend. But it has a little bit of cinnamon in it, and little kids might touch their eyes. So instead, she'll put a drop of Melaleuca on their hands and rub them together and send them off to school. So like Bunny was saying, it's a little gentler. And so you can think of it just, but you can think of it if you have to categorize it as an antifungal oil. But I think it's also antiviral, as Bunny was saying.
Okay. Well, you know, we've talked about several essential oils. Now, how many essential oils are manufactured and distributed by doTERRA oils?
Well, how many do you think it is, Bunny?
Oh, wow.
I think it's over 50.
For sure.
More than 50, really?
More than 50. Yeah. With the single oils and the blended oils. Yes, more than 50.
For sure.
Wow. And so we've just talked about maybe a half dozen of them. So if you're really interested in using essential oils, you really have to do your research, but know that the therapeutic brand, I guess that's what I'm going to say, that doTERRA provides would probably be, the better choice.
I was able to give you an example on that. That really is so important to be using doTERRA oils because they are CPTG or certified pure therapeutic grade because for example, someone was asking me what could they do for upper respiratory infection. And one of the oils I suggested was probably some lavender, and because I thought they would have lavender. Well, they didn't, and they went to Walmart and got some lavender. And they weren't getting, you know, wasn't getting any results or anything, and it was a little bit irritating. And when I was contacted and she said, this is an irritation, you know, I said, really, lavender? And then I just thought, what kind of lavender do you have? And where did you purchase it? And she said, Walmart. And I said, okay, I just wanted to, you know, be sure that, you know, that it's doTERRA, because my experiences are with the doTERRA essential oils. So now I have begun to explain to individuals, when I am speaking of essential oils, I am always going to be referring to the doTERRA essential oils because I know how they are, I know how they act and how they behave, and I can know how they will react within the body. And I would say I've used other essential oils, and after learning and using and being exposed to doTERRA essential oils, gosh, it would be really difficult for me to use another kind or another company's oils because I get so much good results and so much success with the doTERRA essential oils because they're so pure. And we also recommend to individuals, please read your bottles when it comes to essential oils because not all essential oils can be taken internally. Like the doTERRA essential oils, they can. And to make it even more simple and easy, doTERRA has a label on each bottle of essential oil. If there is a supplemental label on the back of that bottle or on the side of the bottle, and all you have to do is just look at each individual bottle, that supplemental facts information on the bottle, it tells you that it is okay to take internally. If you see a bottle of doTERRA essential oils and they do not have that supplemental facts on it, then that's telling you that that particular oil should be used topically or aromatically only and not internally.
Okay. Are essential oils backed by science?
I was trying to look up a few studies, and I think peppermint has over 1,200 studies on PubMed alone, and these studies are done mostly on
the internal ingestion of peppermint. There are many studies that are appearing on PubMed, and that's PubMed.gov, and you can, you know, you can go to www.pubmed.gov, and you can put in essential oils, and just put in the topic essential oils, and you'll see that there are many studies, and there are many studies for even the frankincense or the boswellian extract that we have in our new deep blue polyphenol complex. And
right.
on PubMed, they'll show you that there have been 3 clinical studies that is done with that particular extract, and it shows, and it says this boswellian extract is good and has been used in the clinical studies for arthritis and osteoarthritis. And it also says that the boswellian extract will provide comfort and flexibility, and it actually promotes healthy joints, and it promotes healthy connective tissue, and it also can help with respiratory digestive function as well. So our clinical studies, our oils are being backed up by studies quite a bit. Well, when you think about it, when we are, I was mentioning earlier before that the bacteria has figured out how to bury itself or how to protect itself from antibiotics. You know, you got that signal agent in the antibiotic medication, and the bacteria says they know how to respond to it. However, on the reverse side, let's look at essential oils. The essential oils, that bacteria cannot figure out the complex of the plants or the essential oils extract, because the essential oils have so many different complexes and have so many compounds. But the essential oil has the ability to figure out what that bacteria is all about and what that bacteria does. So the essential oil can attack the bacteria. I mean, that's a little bit of loose translation from some of the research, and that's how I see it that I have come up with. But I think that really has a point to be made, because when we can use these essential oils against the bacteria, bacteria does not become resistant, because there's so many plant compounds and plant complexes that the essential oils have. By the time the bacteria tries to figure out what's in that essential oils have gone to work to defend the body system already.
Okay. And it's true that there are several essential oils that could be used, not just one.
Right. We could be using different ones in combination. Like Diane says, that sometimes we layer the oils. And by layering them, we get probably a better response. And sometimes the different oils can go to helping, you know, like the different systems of the body.
Okay. Do you get a different response from the oils if you layer them differently? Let's say you layer them one way, you use lemon, lavender, and peppermint, but if you layer them, let's say in reverse, peppermint, lavender, and lemon, does that change it?
It can. Because remember, Bunny, peppermint, we can think of it as a driving oil. It helps drive the oils in deeper. And so I like to use peppermint last, because then I want it to drive in all the previous oils that I've used. And I like to use frankincense first, because that gets in and helps get, you know, the homeostasis process started and the balancing, and help the body be receptive to the essential oils. You know, is it critical, you know, that you use a certain order? Not necessarily, but I think it can enhance the experience of the results of the essential oils. I think I personally prefer, I've heard people ask, well, can I just put them all in a bottle and just, you know, use a roll-on blend? You can, but I think there's even a different effect if you layer on the oils one by one.
Okay. And it's important to use what you have talked about, a carrier oil.
Right. Well, carrier oil will dilute. You know, sometimes less is more. Sometimes you really only need a drop of essential oil, especially if you're working with infants or children. And so that carrier oil will also, as Bunny mentioned earlier, help spread that oil to a larger surface if you're using it topically. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even okay. internally, if I'm making a capsule, I'll take an empty gel cap, and maybe I want to use some oregano and some lemon, or maybe some On Guard is a natural antibiotic. Sometimes I'll add a little bit of carrier oil. I'll top it off with some coconut oil, just because I think as it starts to digest and that gel starts to dissolve, I think it just goes down a little bit smoother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and okay. I like that, Diane, because I have an individual when she has just simply put maybe some oregano and some melaleuca and some On Guard in a capsule, she has a very sensitive stomach and her
right.
lining is very good. And she was a little bit irritant, and I mentioned to her, why don't you put some of the Deuteros fractionated coconut oil, because that will help really to dilute the oils, but it'll also give you a protective quality around your stomach and a lining. Lining.
Mm-hmm.
And when she started to do that, it just went so much easier for her. She was not, you know, irritated. She didn't have that discomfort. So she's used that. And we even have at times have her simply just put some the coconut oil and rub it in her stomach area on her abdomen, and then also take the oils with the extra coconut oil in it, and even just simply rubbing the coconut oil in and massaging that in her tummy, it has given her some relief. So the Deutero fractionated coconut oil, the cells are smaller so that they can penetrate into the to the skin, whereas, you know, the coconut oil that we buy over the counter, they're medium chain cells, they're big cells, they're huge cells, so they
yeah.
may not all at once be able to penetrate into the skin through the pores or to the skin cells and stay on top of the body. So that's why we have the fractionated coconut oil. So we have something that can carry it through, like Diane says, carry that oil through the sublayers of the skin and get into the body cells easier.
Okay. And if you don't purchase the this fractionated oil from doTERRA, where can you go get it on the outside? You know, what do you look for?
I don't know anyone else that has fractionated coconut oil, but certainly
okay.
you can use, and I'm not saying that they don't, I just don't know of any, but you can use just coconut oil that you buy off the shelf, or, you know, for instance, on an internal capsule that I'm making, I might also just top it off with some olive oil. There's nothing wrong with that. But the fractionated
okay.
coconut oil, it has the fat spun out of it. So, and it does, so that reason it doesn't feel rancid like some oils do that sit on the shelf a long time. You don't smell that strong coconut oil smell like you do with a food grade coconut oil, you know, that you're using in your kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it doesn't have a fragrance, and it's like Sunny said, it's just really fine and really absorbent. It just goes, and a lot goes a long way. It takes me a
okay.
long time to go through a bottle.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time for this episode. So, Diane Diaze, a wellness consultant, thank you for joining us today on Total Body Synergy on Essential Oils and You. Remember, you can listen to all episodes on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/SNHCN. And check out our blog page on WordPress at www.scnradioblog.com. And if you're looking for some health and fitness information, join us for Monday Madness on Monday mornings at 10. And Dr. Bunny, thank you for joining us. You have anything else you want to add?
Well, thank you very much, Dawn, for having me on this call with you. It's been such a delight.
if anyone have any questions, please just feel free to shoot me an email at drstovo@gmail.com.
Great. Well, thank you again, and our listeners, I really appreciate. Hope you enjoyed the show. Join us next week, same time. And until next time, wishing you health and happiness on a Total Body Synergy. I'm Dawn Stovall.
And keep oiling.
Mm-hmm.